Let's get into a discussion of Talmud Torah. Again, we spoke about the Har Sinai experience, the but let's talk about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's called in your sheets, a life of learning. A life of learning. The Mishnah tells us in Sefer Peah. It's kind of weird for me to see you without masks, but okay, do what I can. Nobody has to take notes today. Nobody's allowed to take notes. It's fine. I went to Rashir many years ago. Maybe you should not be able to learn on Shabbos or Yom Tov because it's Zeir Shem Yiftov. Maybe if not the right. I'm always, I'm often like in, learning in, on Shabbos, and I like go like this, you know, reaching. So it's good I don't have a pencil in my pocket. But but okay, we'll be Makel and learn Torah even with that. Anyway, so Mishnah tells us in Maseches Peah, we say it every morning. Elu Dvarim Shein Lahem Shir. As the Mishnah says in Maseches Peah. The question which I deal with is what makes it so defining? What makes it so unique in the hierarchy of mitzvos? You know, Talmud Torah is that, and obviously a very special place. If there's any Shnos Elio that you might be familiar with, it's probably this one. Probably the only one that I am not familiar with. Because the gross commentary on Mishnah. In the back of the Mishnayos, where he discusses why is it that Talmud Torah is connected kulam? What's unique and special about Talmud Torah? Says the Gra, source number two, Shitzarech ha'adam ma'od ma'od l'chabev es haTorah. A person has to try and hold the Torah so beloved to him to bechol teva v'teva shalom ba'om mitzvah b'vnei asma, because every word that he learns is another mitzvah. V'haraya sheyotzi v'teva achas. How do you know? And he quotes, says, if you're learning, right, and there's a mitzvah that comes up, if there's a mitzvah that can be done by somebody else does the mitzvah. You never have any mitzvahs like that. If there's a, if I'm doing a mitzvah, and another mitzvah comes up, and it's a mitzvah, chobas aguf, and I stop. Torah has this magical element that if you're doing, learning Torah, even the other mitzvahs are pushed aside if somebody else could do that. A father asks a child, two kids, to bring him a cup of water. If one of them's learning, the other one brings the water. The first one doesn't stop learning. And the Gra notes, why? Because when you're learning Torah, right now, we're going to learn together for a little while, every second is another mitzvah. Hundreds of thousands of mitzvahs. Kishalom elu machal dafach, and mechaim kama meyaz mitzvahs. V'yim kein bevada, yozut ob lekaim meyaz mitzvahs, mi mitzvah achas. So obviously, one, if I go be Mavakar Kola, I spend 3 hours doing one mitzvah. Here, it's hundreds of mitzvahs. So quantitatively, yes, we get a lot more for our buck, so to speak. But what is it about it conceptually? Talmud Torah, we know it's such a unique, special thing, but how can we define it? Right? The Gemara even says, I mean, the first statement of Shema Fai has in all of Shas, that Torah is called a matan, it's a gift. Hashem knows it's a gift. Eretz Yisrael, Talmud Torah, and Olam Haba. So what is the gift? How do we... Today's the day that this Yontif is about appreciating the gift. It's not just... Usually you say, let's not talk about it, let's just do it. Today we're not going to just do it, we're going to talk about it. The opposite. And talking about it by doing it. The Pasuk Yidin says, as we know, Pikutei Hashem Yishar Masan Chilei. The Torah is defined as simcha. Defined as simcha. Right? An avel is not allowed to learn Torah. You're not allowed. Yeah, what if there's a 17-year-old, disinterested, uninspired teenage boy and says, Rabbi, I can learn Torah at Tisha B'Av. I get no enjoyment from this. I'm telling you. I'm bored. I can't do anything else. I might as well open up the Gemara. It doesn't matter. Inherently, there's simcha and it connects to our neshama. So why is that? Why is there such simcha? There's no other mitzvah that's defined halachically. We'll get to later on, a source that we've done before. That halachically, mitzvah lahenotin might not apply by the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So why is that? What gives it the simcha element that David and Al tells us to kudei shevishar masantim? So maybe we could delve into the Talmud mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You might think, why do we learn Torah? Because Hashem told us to learn Torah. That's true. But the Rambam himself, who you might ask the Rambam, why do we do mitzvahs? Because Hashem told you to do mitzvahs. The Rambam himself tells us that the more we can delve in and appreciate reasons for mitzvahs, we should try. It doesn't mean they're always going to have the answer. But the Rambam says at the end of the book, it's Mi'ilah. Ro'i lo'adam lehisbonein b'mishpatei Atzar HaKadosha. It's appropriate for a person to study and to analyze all the words of the Holy Torah. V'leida sofet yan kivikocha. And know, according, understand them as much as one can. And if you don't, can't find a reason, okay, you can't find a reason, but try. So let's talk about this a little bit. The reasons and the goals of Talmud Torah. Again, some of this is obvious, but hopefully we'll go a little deeper into one of the sides, as we'll see. So what's the source for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? What's the source you have to put yourself? So what's the source? The source is, many quote, Pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua. Where the Pasuk says, in source number 6, Lo Yomer Sefer Torah Zedek Gizla, the Torah shall not leave you from your mouth, the Yisli Yom Alayla, Wantishma Lasso Sokulu, you should toil in the day and night. So that's the source. That can't really be the source. Why can't that be the source? Sorry. But that's a pasuk in Yehoshua. Can't be a source, a midaraisa source for a pasuk in Yeshua, even though this is the most explicit source in Tanakh. It says, hey, spend all your time learning. But the Roni and Mitzvah quote two other psukim, at least. Filling the Rambam. The Rambam is Mitzvah Yud Aleph, source number 7. Shesivanu l'chachma zatar l'lamda. We are commanded to learn and to teach. We spoke about that a little bit at the Shabbaton. If you remember the Beis Shemesh Shabbaton, the Shabbos Shir was about the relationship between learning and teaching. Learning and teaching Torah. So the Rambam says, the mitzvah to learn and teach in Emar, Guamro, Beshinat, and Lubanach. Okay. You shall teach your children. Voloshin Sifri, Lubanach, Eilot, Tamidecha. Okay, teaching your children, teaching your students, the relationship between students and teachers. So that's one source. The Yireim, the Belezami Metz, one of the Bali Atosvas, quotes, Tilmo, the mitzvah is to learn. See, my Shabbat Shalom, the Yisrael is the Torah. The Yamubo, learn and work hard and toil the sin in the son of the Matim Osam, Ushmartim Lasosa. Learn and do. So, two different sukkim. So, as we always like to talk about, if there are two different sukkim quoted for a din, does that reflect two different emphases, two different understandings to appreciate it. So what is there a focus here between the Rambam and the Yireim about the emphasis of Talmud Torah? So maybe it goes to another machlokes about a cryptic line in Bava Metzia. Cryptic line in Bava Metzia. Remember, Metzia Daf Lamed Gimel. Daf Lamed Gimel is which parak in Bava Metzia? Which parak in Bava Metzia is that? Through your travels and shops. Which parak? Not the first parak. Lady Elamasius? Right? Elamasius, the second parak. Next year, Brother Shimon, if I ask you this question next year at this time, some of you. I wish it was more than everybody, but. Okay, some of you, I can guess. Hopefully, you know when the proper mark of it's here. But hopefully, Brother Shimon, maybe next year is wherever you are. Right? Hopefully, you'll know all the shots by then. Brother Shimon. So I'll call you up out of next Mosai Shulis and say, Da Mama Gibbon, love to see you. Anyway, so that's the Gemara. Tanur Rabbanan. Ha'oskin b'Torah. I always found helpful in terms of remembering where things are in the Gemara to remember like where the problem starts. Because that kind of like creates a structure of like, oh, that's the Neperek. Oh, that mission was the end of this Perek. And the Beis. And always found like in the Nikhazer, always to the document where the problem starts and end are always helpful in terms of memory. Remembering. Was why you're doing it here? Yeah. Okay. So we did that a couple years ago here. Good. Says the Gemara. Turn around. Trust me or not. If somebody's always saying mikra, it's pretty good. Mida and mida, it's pretty good. B'mishnah, mida v'ra'o askar. If you're always saying mishnah, that's better. That's better. Talmud, ain't lacha mida dolamizu. Talmud's the best. What is Talmud? Mikra we probably figure out. It means sukkah. But what's Mishnah and what's Talmud? What does Talmud mean? So my focus are being on Hananel and Rashi. Usually you start with Rashi. Maybe we start earlier, 100 years before Rashi, was Rabbeinu Hananel. Says Rabbeinu Hananel, he was like the bridge between the Gaonim and the Rishonim. Says Rabbeinu Hananel.
Was he a Gaon?
I don't think that was his last. I don't think he was like the Rosh Yeshiva, one of the Yeshivas. That's exactly what he called.
Hanina, Rabbi Hanan of God.
I don't think so. I don't think he was in Bava. He was in North Africa, I think. He was like, what, he was captured by pirates? One of the stories of Rabbi Hanan. I think it was around that time. It's Monday, so I'll mention it. I mean, nobody here said it today. But there's, probably the part of davening that has had the worst mazel in history is tefillah. The worst mazel. Like, what are the part of davening that we just, like, take down for no reason? Well, what are the part of davening that, like, people hope we don't have to say?
You know, it's terrible. You know, I think tefillah feels.
You know about that. You know, the prima God. Remember, I once walked into an elevator when I was in college and NYU, and Rabbi David Hirsch, something you might know from NYU, he's a very strong Rabbi Hirsch. He was in the college at the time. He walks in, and it was just me in an elevator. He just, like, says, so sure. Gives me a little whack. He says, you know what they did in this for prima God? I'm like, what? He says, they used to throw the chassan in that shul. They can take hurrachim. And what do? We try to figure out where the chass is going to daven. We get daven there and not take hurrachim. He said, throw him out of shul. I'm like, okay. It was a scary moment, just me and Rabbi Hirsch in the elevator. But he was very strong. He's an amazing, amazing personality. But he must have, like, just learned that, then he wanted to share it. But anyway, tachnun. Where did the hurrachim come from? So the Beis Yosef quotes this unbelievable story that there were three rabbis that were captured by pirates. And they were, I think it was like North Africa somewhere. And the pirates told them, we've all heard the story about your ancestors. Hanan and Shabazaria, they were saved from the burning furnace. And Daniel was saved from the lions. We're going to throw you in, I forgot what it was, to a furnace, to a fire. We'll see if you all sort of Zilpah to... to be saved. So they were all sort of scared and worried. And the night before, one of them had a dream. And in his dream, he, like, dreamed about a pasuk in Yeshayahu. I forgot. That's where I saw the story from, like, teaching the Navi Shir. And there was a remez in there that they were going to be saved. So they were all very calm and wonderful. And the next morning, they were saved. And the first one said the first third of the Hurrachim. And the next one came up with the second third. And Hurrachim comes from that story. Right, Hashem, yeah, have Rahmanis on us, and the tefillah that they said at the time of this. This is an amazing story. But anyway, we just do Rahman and we're like, oh, Baruch Hashem, it's still a holy. Anyway, but the, how do we get into that? Oh, Rabbi Hanan. Okay, Rabbi Hanan. And so Rabbi Hanan here, what does Talmud mean? What does Talmud mean to Rabbi Hanan? The highest level of learning, it's not even Talmud, Umore Umidvahir Hanitzos Ketiknan. Talmud is bringing in Lamaisa. Bringing one's learning Lamaisa is the highest level of learning. That's what Talmud means. Rashi, what does Talmud mean? To understand the words of the Mishnah. And when there are two contradictory sources, Yavin Litares Yushin Kayamos, how to put it together. Don't see the different opinions and say, oh, this is like this opinion, that opinion. In other words, lumbus. Understand. Rashi doesn't say anything about lamais.
Maybe the machlokes between Rashi and Rabbi Hananel
is the very famous idea, the two different worlds of Derech HaLimud,
learning Torah, Lomodam Maslame, Lomodam Maslasos,
to learn in order to know what to do,
or learning just to understand.
Learning to capture the ideas of the Torah.
Maybe that's what my hope between Rashi and Hanan. Hanan focuses on the Lasos element, the Lamais element, and Rashi.
And these are two different Darkei HaLimud emphasis that have existed for thousands of years. Right? Thousands of years.
There are Rishonim and Acharonim and Poskim,
all the way down Ad Hayom Hazeh, that emphasize what the Gemara calls Asugi Shmaita Lilith.
That element, that aspect of Talmud Torah. The Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, source number 12, the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, how Rabbi Shmuel, how lo min avaras v'lami, must speak with the other lo mor v'lami. If you learn in order to teach, you'll be able to learn and teach. V'ha lo min amanaz v'asos, if you learn in order to know what to do, you'll be able to lo mor v'lami, lishmer v'asos, the highest level.
To learn in order to know, what to, maybe other just close the windows, because they have
In order to know what to do. That's the highest level.
Rabbeinu Yonah even says there on Pirkei Avos, so
Pirkei Rabbeinu Yonah.
It doesn't just mean, you know, I don't know what to do, so I'll just like study in order to know what to do.
There's a deeper idea of knowing what to do.
If I study and I learn Bahamas, everything, all the wonders and everything about this mitzvah,
then when I do the mitzvah, it'll be a different experience.
A deeper experience. So it's not just knowing what to do,
but even since they're being known of love this and depth, that will make the experience a different experience. Look what he says in source 13. What does Lassos mean? Shedaito lefalpel b'limud, to be mefalpel and analyze when they ladas aminas advarim, to understand the truth, for a son of the Torah, kama yamim shanim, mahasa derakatan. And he bothers himself for days and years, lasik derakatan, to understand everything.
It'll be a different experience.
I always find inspiring. We've done some, I think, this year also. They'll read a bit of a spin of line, and they'll say, this question has bothered me for years. Has anything bothered us for years?
It's just like that. There should be things that bother us for years. I've always had that question.
Jimmy, okay, I don't know the answer. Let's move on.
No!
It should bother us. So that's what he says. Sometimes you can work on something for days and years. But
the highest level.
So there's so much evidence about the highest level of learning being to learn in order to know what to do.
But there's just as much evidence on the other side about learning in order to understand. To understand without bringing the Maisa.
Right, the rush rides in the Dharma's on the place. The Gemara there says, learn, l'shem, learning. What does the rush say?
I'll say Dharma l'shem kalam, the top of the next page.
V'daber b'hem l'shman.
And speak about them l'shman. Kol diburech u'masarech b'divrei Torah. All your dibur and discussion in Talmud Torah. Yeh l'shem Torah, l'havin, leida l'havin l'horos. To appreciate Torah. The goal of Torah is to understand Torah. Even if I'm not doing anything. It's not the Maisa. Or Rabbi Minahar, we quoted this in the past. Remember, Nadar Memphis. Somebody makes a neder from a city. Somebody makes a neder from Karabiyah. I'm not going to get enough from Karabiyah. They're allowed to come, and they're not allowed to eat food in Karabiyah. They're allowed to take an esrobic from Karabiyah. You're allowed to take a lulav that was going to carry Yavah. Why? Mitzvah Sablahedos Enu. That's not defined as Hana, using a lulav, using an esra. Any Dvar Mitzvah I can use.
What about the Svarim and the Tanush? Can't use them.
Why not? I can't use them. It's Mitzvah. Mitzvah Sablahedos Enu says Rabbi Avraham ben Ahar,
not by Talmud Torah.
Talmud Torah, as we said before, there's a Hana element. Look what he says.
Our Mitzvah's Limud.
But learning, what's learning about? Coming to the truth. Iker hatzivui, kidei letzayir ha-emes le'esaneg v'lenos, to enjoy, b'manda l'sameh l'vava v'sifla. That doesn't sound like l'maisa.
The Iker Libra, according to these Rishonim, according to the Rush, according to the Rabbi, the harvest learning, you don't have to understand.
Learning in order to understand the Limud HaTorah Lishma, or the Gemara in the Sefer Menachos, Naftali Pes.
Remember that line? Well-known line. The nephew of Rabbi Yishmael, that's Rabbi Yishmael. Kigon Amisho Lamadati Kol HaTorah Kula. I learned all of Torah. Can I go and like get an education and study other Chachmas Yevanis?
Study Greek wisdom? You know, I finished Kol HaTorah Kula.
I guess Rav Chaim can answer you what that meant.
Right, I finished Kol HaTorah Kula, so
can I study Chachmas Yevanis? Rabbi Shmuel says, sure. Find time when it's not day and night, and you can study Chachmas Yevanis.
Because you can't stop learning when it's day and night. Lo yom sefer HaTorah zeh mipicha.
Lo yom zeh mipicha zeh yom ha-layla. Seh yom v'do, shah sheh in the lomon ha-yom lomon ha-layla, lo lomon ha-chachmas Yevanis. Meaning, he already said, I know what to do.
I know everything. What does he say? Okay, you have to keep learning. Obviously, there's some element other than just knowing what to do, because he already knew everything what to do.
And the Rav writes at length in Source 19 in Ish HaHalacha,
that the halachic man makes no distinctions in his Torah. And if you look at Rashi, Rashi wrote on every Masechta in Shas and every word in Shas. And it doesn't matter whether it was Brachos or Shabbos or Zvachim, Menachos, Erechim, Nida, Krisus. It doesn't matter. And the Rambam wrote on every area of halacha. And he says that throughout, when he goes for Imbalashim, which Masechta did they do in the first line of Imbalashim? What do you think? Brachos Tavis. With Balashin, oh, grow up at the base! And they went straight.
What do you think? Didn't it feel like have a Rebbe's meeting? You know, what are we learning next month? So wherever they got up to, that's where they continued from.
Just went straight. Because it's all Torah. It's all Torah.
So there are just as many sources on either side of this discussion, but again, it's about two elements of Talmud Torah. There's definitely an element of Talmud Torah, Lomad Amas Lassos. There's definitely an element of Talmud Torah, learning Torah, what's called Lishma. Learning Torah just to understand. Maybe that's the two sources that we start off with.
Remember the two sources in the Rishonim?
The Rambam says, Shinat HaLevanat, what's the Torah? That was the source.
What did the Yoreim say?
V'limadtem osam, u'shmartem lassos. It's about lassos.
So two elements in the world of Talmud Torah. Before we go a little deeper, there are many issues, not the meanings, that could be dependent on, you know, which part of Talmud Torah do you emphasize? Which part of Talmud Torah do you emphasize? Right? Number one.
What if I don't understand what I'm learning? Do I get any mitzvah of Talmud Torah?
If I don't understand? What if I try and just don't get it?
Right, there's a story, I've mentioned this before, the story of the spike on the taxi driver. Right, the taxi driver came to the spike bar and said, Rabbi, I don't know what to do. And then, well, he's like, I wake up every morning early and it's exhausting. And, you know, I go to shiur every night, but within 30 seconds and I sit down at the shiur, I'm out. I feel bad for the rabbi. It's not him, I'm just exhausted. I should probably just stop going, right?
He slapped and said, what do you mean?
No, because I don't really get anything out of it. I don't understand anything. I just fall asleep. He's like, you know what? Nachas, you're giving that much birth.
You're working so hard. You're getting whatever you get out of it. Of course you have to keep going. Yes, you can tell the rabbi that you work hard, and this is why, but
chas v'shalom.
So, what kind of stuff? So we're not keeping the scorecard in Shemayim about the dash driver. But we're asking Bumpus.
I don't understand what I'm learning. Do I get scarred?
So that's the topic of the whole shiur. But the Shulchan Arav, the first little Babish Rebbe said, well, maybe it depends whether it's Torah Shebech Sav or Torah Shebech Peh.
Right, Torah Shebech Sav has magical inherent value. Those words were written in Kedusha, was written in Nebuah, verse number 20. But men don't remember the Torah Shebech Sav. Oh, but Torah Shebech Peh, Gemara, you can't try to understand. It may have been here, it's here in Hashem Limud.
But still, interesting, he says, you should be osek it, even in things that you don't understand, because in Olam Haba, you'll be able to understand it. And he writes this elsewhere also, he says,
Olam Haba, right? Any sefer, any topic that we learn or try to learn in this world, we'll be able to go to that shiur in the next world.
Right, we'll be going around, we'll see Rashi's giving a shiur, and Rambam's giving a shiur, and the Akiva's giving a shiur, and then there'll be a shiur on the Sefer Smur, whether they're open.
If you opened it, if you tried,
you could go to that shiur. You have to try a little of everything.
But says the Ben Yehuda, the Ben Shai, maybe he's totally on our distinction.
If the whole purpose of learning is in order to know what to do, then obviously, if you don't understand what you're doing, and it's not going to impact the Lamaisa, then you're missing that element of Talmud Torah.
But if it's about just learning with Dvar Hashem,
Lishma, so then, even if I don't understand it. Number two, what about women? What about women in Talmud Torah?
Do women have to learn Torah?
Do women have to learn Torah?
You assume so. Come on.
Yes.
Do women have to learn Torah?
Yeah.
The halachas that are relevant to them.
Oh, so the Gemara says that women are exempt from Talmud Torah. Technically, so you're both right.
They're positive, but obviously obviously the word the Agur Yeridea that says, right, you have it there in source 22.
They have to learn the mitzvahs that apply to them.
Meaning all the women have to learn are
Haimanaz or Yoredea
for Shem Mishpat. As long as they cover that, they're okay.
Once they finish that, they can
crochet yarmulkes and, you know, relax. But, so obviously women have to learn plenty. So what does it mean that the women are parted from Talmud Torah? So says the Beis Halevi. No, this Hakira. Of course women have to learn in order to know what to do.
Yes, the Talmud Torah, of course, applies to that.
Anyone who is chayav in a mitzvah has to learn about the mitzvah beforehand and delve into it to appreciate it. But the second element of Talmud Torah, therefore women are exempt from, doesn't mean that they're also to do, but that's what they're exempt from. That's what they're exempt from. That's what he says, that Beis Halevi says. Amnam ba'anashim, on the third line on top. Yesh od ma'ava echad al anashim. Men have an extra element over women. The nashim bulimudam eina mekaimo shumitz v'zasei. Rakavim mevolikim ha-mitzvah. The learning for women is all a hechsher and all an aslan. So that aspect. But men have the aspect of dimen ha-Torah lishma. Just without having the result. Without having the result. Part 2. Let's go a little deeper now. I was preparing this year last week. I was very excited by this Derech Hashem. I'm not so familiar with Derech Hashems. You know, the Ramchal, the Sotah Shar is the most popular sefer of the Ramchal. Derech Hashem is a much deeper, who knows, those are different goals of those Sfarim. But what does it mean learning Torah for Torah's sake? Not losses. Right, this element that we're talking about of learning Torah Lishma without Lamaisa thinking about that it's going to affect our future. So there's a beautiful idea here in the Ramchal. It's source 24. So he says, the Talmud Torah, he says, obviously it's Mokrach. Why? First element, Zuas Kolzei Yishma Talmud Tachlis Gadol Lishlei Musa Shaladam. Talmud Torah helps complete and perfect a person. Obviously, in order to know what to do with mitzvahs. But then there's a second element. It says the Derech Hashem, I'll say it outside, I'll read his words. If you think about it, Hashem is infinite. He created a finite world. And the only beings that have Bechira Chashis in life are us. Human beings are finite, right? We have all of the physical elements that have to do with our lives, which that's what we're about, Hashem understands. How is there a connection between the infinite and the finite? How could they click? How could they be connected? Hashem is infinite. He's invisible, no space, no time, can't understand him. He's infinite, and we are very finite and mundane and physical. Says the Derech Hashem, Hashem had to create a mechanism that on the one hand is finite, words and concepts, but inside of that finite chetza, we'll call it, Hashem put his infinite, so to speak. And the way that finite can meet the infinite is through this mechanism. And that's the Torah. Why do we all want the Torah? The Malachim didn't want to shake a lulav. Right? Doesn't make sense to shake a lulav. A lulav is physical. Doesn't say the Malachim wanted to eat matzah. They can't eat matzah. The Malachim wanted the Torah. Why? Because the Torah is this unbelievable kli that Hashem created that on its physical. There are words. Right? You read the words. There are translations. There are explanations. But through those words, we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like no other mitzvah. That's the Torah, that's the Derech Hashem. I thought that always blew me away just for a second. Said the Derech Hashem, source 24. Hashem put from his hashpa'os, again, I don't really know how to translate that, but the way it's translated in the English Derech Hashem, to Rabbi Harry Kaplan, he says, the divine influences, it's kind of like this shine, Shehu tachlis masha efter shimsa benitzos, me'ein mitzios hamita shalom. Something that connects to his own, Hashem's own reality.
It's something that's so cherished. Hashem took a chelek mikvodo v'yikro al ruav, and what did he do it? He put it into the Torah. When we connect to Torah, that somehow connects us to the infinite. And we have this vision and understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we understand, the more we delve into Torah, the more we connect to the infinite. Says the Derech Hashem. I didn't put it on the sheet because I saw it on Thursday. I made the sheet beforehand. I was giving a Navi Shir on Thursday night. And it took me to the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vayera. The Meshech Chachma in Vayera says a similar idea. He says, when we were on the Shabbos, we had a certain connection to Hashem. But then we came into this world, and we became, all of a sudden, physical. I didn't give you the Meshech Chachma, it was on the sheet. And we became physical, and now we're more limited with our physical bodies. But then Hashem gave the Torah in order to get us back to that state out of our physicality. But you might think, says the Meshech Chachma, that, you know, the Torah can help us get back to like our state before we had our goof, kind of like get back to what we were.
He says, no. The Torah allows us to have even better vision than we had without our goof.
And he says, Ke'ein, the Meshech Chachma did not live so long ago, Ke'ein microscope. The Torah is the microscope of divinity. Just like you can see something and put it under a microscope, like, whoa! All of a sudden you see what's there. The Torah is the microscope, says the Meshech Chachma, for a Kaddish Baruch. So a human being learning Torah could be more connected to Hashem than a malach. Because a malach is in that natural state, and whatever Torah they connect to. So you might think that becoming a human being makes us lower. No. But that's it connects to us. And that's the Derech Hashem. The more we understand, the more it can be put in. And we know that Rabban writes already that all Torah is Shem, Shem, Hashem. We put it there Rabban many times in the Sifas Chaim, right in Source 25. We have a Kabbalah Shel Emes. Kol HaTorah Kula Shmo Hashem Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah spells out Shem Hashem. Right? You make a bracha, riff of the Torah, Shem Hashem Ekra. It's Shem Hashem, the Torah is Shem Hashem, it's somehow. Like the way that the Derech Hashem says, it's infinitude that's put into something physical for us to connect. And this is something that Hashem put into us that we yearn for this connection. It's not just something that we have to do, but deep down, every Jew wants and yearns and seeks out this connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah.
We mentioned in the past also Salvation's thought on Baba Kama, Pei Beis, where it says, B'nei Yisrael, V'yechol Shlosh Yom V'lomansu Mayim, we travel 3 days without water, Ein Mayim V'la Torah. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakein. You can never go 3 days without having Torah. Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, at least Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, every 2 days landing. Fine. Beautiful. Ask for Salvation. I don't understand the Gemara. They were thirsty for Torah by Gemara. What's the Kasha? They didn't have the Torah. There was no mitzvah of Talmud Torah yet. This was in Mara. This was right after Kriyas Yamsuf. Maimon HaSidah wasn't read in the 6 weeks. Explains Rav Salvation, you're right. The thirst here for Torah was not because of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it was because of this inner yearning that Hashem put into us to want to connect to Torah. In, when we speak about Nezer and Shua and Atfasa and all these concepts, because Hashem put His infinitude into these concepts. Not that this is going to bring us to, you know, understanding infinitude more, but it will in a certain sense. And that's why only Torah is defined as Misam Chelev. Right at the beginning we ask, why is only Torah Misam Chelev? That's what brings us great simcha. Alulav is pretty happy, makes me happy. Shofar makes me happy. That's true. But there's no other vehicle that in it, like the Derech Hashem has, this direct connection that we're able to understand Hashem, whatever that means, as much as He allows us to. And it's this yearning that we have, right? No less than 3 times, yesterday's laning. Those who are awake during the laning. Yesterday's laning, no less than 3 times, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, tell him not to go
up on the mountain. Moshe, I told him, right? Hashem, go tell him again not to go up on the mountain. Over and over, three times. Hashem says, don't go up on the mountain.
What's the chash?
Because we have this natural tendency, and we're going to have this yearning to want to connect with Hashem, and understand, and connect to it. But there are some things that are beyond. Right? And we're not allowed to go past, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu has to tell them not to go up. And that's the great simcha. Right? The Egel Tal, we've quoted this also, that the greatest level of learning is not when I learn just because I have to, but when I appreciate it, and I love it, that's what gets into my bloodstream. Right, there's a line I saw, Rabbi Bernstein, in the Sefer HaShuas. He says, learning Torah is not information, but it's transformation. Right? And when we learn Torah, we have to make sure that we are transformed by the Torah that we learn. Transformed by the Torah that we learn. And we have to recognize this inherent element. I just heard on the car, in the car here, I don't think it's so well there for me to tell you this, but I heard listening to a shiur of Yosef Sacks about Shuas. See, it said a fascinating idea, in fact, also. But it fits in perfectly to what we just said. Why is it, the Sefer Chinuch asked this question, why is it, it's a good back pocket, why is it that we know there are two brachas that are mid araisa, possibly, one for sure, one probably. Birchas Hamazon is mid araisa, food, and Birchas HaTorah. To ask the Chinuch, why do we make Birchas HaMazon after we eat and Birchas HaTorah before we eat? Why is benching Midaraisa after you eat and learning Torah is before? Anybody have heard any answer? Why is it? Yeah. What do you say? Okay, but how does that relate to Birchas HaMazon? So the Sefer HaChinuch says, Birchas HaMazon, what's the ikar part of eating? At least from a Jewish perspective.
It's like the act of eating, like a goal.
I think it's like another goal. I eat and do we live to eat or eat to live? I'll say it that way. There are many people out there, you go to some of these places on all you can eat, they definitely live to eat. I mean, some of these, like, you live to eat. One of my colleagues, not here, but in a former different yeshiva that I used to work in, he once told me he had a Talmud, he was a big eater. He said, he once went to took his shiur out of pizza, and his Talmud ordered a pie and told him, you don't have to cut into slices. That's hard. Right? Get the whole, I don't know, how much pizza have you ever eaten? That's pretty good. But anyway, that's serious eating. But why do we eat generally? In order to serve Hashem, in order to be nourished. The ikar is the result of the eating, not the eating itself. So you make a bracha afterwards, because it's about the result of the eating. Learning Torah, is it just about the result? In order to know what to do? Learning Torah is about the act of learning Torah itself. So you make a bracha beforehand. As a recognition, it's the act. It's not just afterwards. If we make a bracha afterwards, then we basically say, yeah, learning Torah is about knowing what to do. It's just that second element. No, there's something magical about learning Torah itself. Fine. So that is said by the Chinuch and others.
Then our Sacks has an amazing deal.
So Gemara, the Dharm Pe'al, we quoted it often, but see, you have it on the sheet. Right? Why did the Churban happen? What does the Gemara say? What's the line of the Gemara? Remember that looking, you remember? Shelo Berachu Batorah Tchila. So that's usually translated as they didn't say Berachu Torah. Or they didn't say Berachu Torah before they learned. Why do you have to have that word Tchila? We know you say Berachu Torah beforehand. It could have just said they didn't say Berachu Torah. Obviously, we know. What's the emphasis that they didn't say Shelo Berachu Batorah Tchila?
Then I was asked, maybe they said it afterwards.
But what would that be reflecting? If they had to learn, they'd say, oh, it's just like learning from us. You know, we eat in order to be nourished, and we learn in order to know what to do. The point was, they didn't focus on learning as an act itself. So, Berachah Torah, Tchila! I guess they said Berachah Torah, but not Tchila.
Right? That's the point, because the element of Talmud Torah, of course there is an element of Loman Avon Aslan Asos.
But another element is the act itself of Tashmas, the understanding, and is connecting to Hashem through this learning. Like the Derech Hashem said, it's the way that we connect to the infinite through this learning of Torah.
So this is a day, these are days that are
designated for appreciating what we do in our lives.
Doing it, right? Appreciating it by doing it, but also just thinking about it. The gift and the special matan that Hashem Baruch Hu gave us, right? There's no other nation that He decided to give this gift to. So, thank you, Hashem Baruch Hu. Have kavana when we say Berachas HaTorah, and Be'ez Hashem, bring nachas to Hashem Baruch Hu on this time. Okay, we'll stop here. We got it. What do you have now?
What?
What happened?
I never
What?
I never
Okay. Shkoyach.